This evening at the Boulder Public Library's main branch, there will be a public panel discussion on how to fund the library future. And it is a discussion on where sustainable funding can come from as the library seeks to continue to expand its services. Joining me now is one of the panellists who will be there this evening, Tim O'Shea, who is the Vice Chair of the Boulder Public Library Commission. Good morning.
Good morning, Maeve.
What's the reality right now? Where is the funding coming from for the Boulder Public Library?
The funding for the Boulder Public Library comes from the city's general fund. We have a very small, about 0.33 mil property tax levy, but the majority of the funding comes through sales tax and is bundled into the city's main general fund in order to sustain and fund our library. We've managed to figure out that the budget for running the library annually is about $16-17 million. And that was a quite a bit of work to figure out just what it costs to fund our incredible library system.
And where is that money going? Because give our listeners a sense of what the library looks like now, the different branches and the services that are on offer.
Most certainly, yes. We have quite an amazing library system. Many folks are familiar with the main branch downtown right there by Boulder Creek. We also have the Meadows and Reynolds branches, the incredible Carnegie Library for local history and genealogy. The system is not just books and periodicals. It's programming in the summer for little ones learning how to read. It's for members of our population that are learning English as a second language or learning how to read later in life. It's a makerspace, our Great Building 61 makerspace. The library really is the place to be. And we saw over 1 million door counts, 1 million visits in our system in 2018, which is an incredible milestone for our library.
So given all of that, and you said that there is funding coming from the city, from the general fund, there has been a shortfall in terms of the funding for a long time now. I think it's been underfunded since 2002 is what I heard.
Sadly, that's correct. Yeah, the library, while well-regarded and well-loved in our community, certainly doesn't register with some of the shiny new things that come up in front of city council. Pick the year. And we really saw some funding cuts back in 2002 that really haven't been returned to the library. And we see that most notably in staffing. As our system grows and as we look at these incredible programs that so much of our community enjoys coming to experience and visit, we just don't have the money to continue to fund staffing for our branches and to continue this great quality of programming without the requisite funds. The city has done their part to try to find funding, but again, they're sort of shifting things around in the general fund budget, and as a result, the library is usually lower on the list.
Well, take us back to 2018, because that's when the city of Boulder adopted the new Boulder Public Library Master Plan. What's that actually all about?
So every 10 years, the Library Master Plan is issued as a responsibility for the commissioners and the staff to put together really what a vision for our library system looks like for the years ahead. So 2018, we saw our third master plan. And one of the things that we found as commissioners was a recurring theme in previous master plans was this notion of library funding shortfall and sustained funds to really grow and sustain a system that we can be proud of. Now, our library staff, incredibly talented, has done less with more. And as we look at a master plan with goals of developing branches like the North Boulder branch in our community, that's been promised for quite a few years now. We're finally looking to recognize that and also expand with possibly a corner branch in Gun Barrel and really look at programming to grow our presence in various parts of our community. The master plan really looks with positivity toward what a vision for the library's future can be, but the undercurrent theme that we've seen across all the master plans is sustained funding for our library system.
You mentioned all the different services that the library offers, but we are seeing society change where there's a lot more technology that's accessible by so many more people. And a lot of those services are now accessible by people who don't necessarily need to go to the library. So what would you say to folks who say libraries don't serve the same purpose as they did in society? I mean, what do you see as the real benefit for communities to have a central place like a library?
I believe the library is one of the public goods that we see and sustain in our community. When we've spoken with City Council, they've readily recognized that it is, I think, a core of our democratic principles in this country. I think the library is one of the few community spaces we have left in many respects that don't require an app or a subscription or a service in order to have access to information, to programming. All are welcome at our Boulder Public Library. And I think that the library has value beyond just reaching for books and periodicals and information. It's really about literacy. It's a conversation across our community, across every community that welcomes a library. I think the library is the core of a healthy society and a healthy community. And I would invite anybody who hasn't visited our Boulder Public Library system to come in, bring the kids, bring your friends, bring your family. Come tonight and listen to what we have to say and learn a little bit more about what the future of the library could hold.
Now, you mentioned that libraries are there for everybody in the community. And for many people, it's the only place that they have to go, particularly when we have harsh weather, whether it's too hot or too cold outside. And do you think there's an acknowledgement of that role that the library plays, that it's a community centre as well as a repository for all the books and knowledge and technology?
Most certainly. The library, I think, because it's open to all and it is a welcoming and safe environment, regardless of your politics or your ideas or the money in your pocket, the library is a place where you can go and have an opportunity for a better future, to have insight into a world that really quite literally is at your fingertips at the library. And quite often, I feel personally that the library sometimes becomes a bit of a catch-all for a lot of social services and responsibilities of encountering our community in a way that not just is there information on display, but you see moms with kids, you see elderly folks that have knowledge and history of our community, and you see certainly people who are changing their lives for the better at the library. It really is, I think, one of the best public goods we have.
Well, one step to discuss the funding for the future library is happening this evening, and that's at 6 p.m. at the Canyon Theatre at the main library branch. That's in downtown Boulder. It starts at 6, and it'll actually be moderated by Sam Fuqua, former Library Commissioner, and of course well-known voice on KGNU. But I know that there will be other opportunities for folks to weigh in on this, that the City of Boulder will poll community members about funding options. That's coming up in April.
That is correct. Yep. We're really interested to hear what the community thinks about sustained library funding and what a district may look like. A district would expand the boundaries of where library funding would come from. So we'd get to have input from our neighbors in Gunbarrow, in Niwot, in different parts of the community, and it would be, I feel, a more equitable representation of library determination in future if we have those voices at the table.
Well, I know some of the other funding options under discussion would be a citywide dedicated tax for library funding and possibly a reallocation of city resources. But there will be a lot of discussion on this evening and in the coming weeks as well. So people can go along if they are interested in this. It's at 6 p.m. at the Canyon Theatre at the main library branch in downtown Boulder. Tim O'Shea is the Vice Chair of the Boulder Public Library Commission. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Maeve.